Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Trading Game, A Confession by Gary Stevenson, is a fast-moving memoir of modern finance that tracks a working-class outsider as he fights his way into the most competitive corner of banking trading. Framed as a candid personal account rather than a technical manual, the book explores what it feels like to chase status, money, and winning inside institutions designed to reward aggression and speed. Stevenson describes the culture of trading floors, the pressure of risk-taking with huge sums, and the psychological toll of constantly measuring yourself against peers and markets. Alongside the career story, the narrative broadens into a critique of the economic system traders profit from, especially how inequality and policy decisions shape market outcomes. The result is a blend of coming-of-age, corporate thriller energy, and social commentary. Readers get an accessible window into how a trader thinks and how financial incentives can distort both individual judgment and the wider economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from outsider to the trading floor, a central thread in the book is the transformation from a modest background into a world where prestige and compensation are extreme. Stevenson presents that leap as both opportunity and culture shock. He emphasizes how elite hiring funnels people into narrow roles, how early success can depend on confidence and performance under stress, and how quickly a workplace can redefine your identity. The story highlights the informal rules of the trading floor: constant comparison, intense banter, and an expectation that you will prioritize the job above everything else. It also illustrates how social class and education shape access and belonging. Even when talent breaks through, the environment can make someone feel like an imposter or push them to overcompensate by taking bigger risks and adopting a harder persona. This topic matters because it frames finance not as an abstract machine, but as a human system driven by ambition, fear, and the need to prove yourself. The reader learns how career momentum in high finance can accelerate rapidly and how that speed can mask deeper costs. Secondly, how a trader learns to see the world as a bet. Rather than teaching formulas, the book portrays trading as a mindset built around probability, narrative, and positioning. Stevenson describes learning to translate news, policy changes, and market sentiment into directional views, then expressing those views with trades that carry asymmetric outcomes. He conveys how a trader is trained to simplify complex realities into tradable themes and how conviction is rewarded when it is profitable, even if the reasoning is messy. The topic also covers the uncomfortable truth that markets often move on expectations and incentives more than on fairness or fundamentals. Success becomes a loop. The more you win, the more risk you can take, and the more pressure you face to keep winning. Readers see how short-term feedback can reshape decision-making, encouraging boldness and discouraging humility. Stevenson also explores the gap between the public image of finance as rational and the lived reality of making rapid judgments in an emotionally charged setting. The result is an accessible explanation of how trading can become an all-consuming game that reprograms how someone interprets society and their own self-worth. Thirdly, the psychology of winning, losing, and addiction to risk, a major topic is the psychological engine that powers high-stakes trading and the way it can turn into an addiction. Stevenson depicts a workplace where adrenaline is normal, where status is measured daily, and where the boundary between confidence and recklessness is thin. He explores how big wins create euphoria and a sense of superiority, while losses can trigger shame, panic, and compulsive attempts to recover. This emotional volatility is not incidental. It is embedded in an incentive system that prizes P&L above well-being. The book examines how traders can start to treat markets like opponents to defeat and colleagues like rivals rather than teammates. It also shows how money can stop being a tool and become a scoreboard, making it difficult to step back even when life outside work suffers. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of why smart people can make self-destructive decisions under pressure, and how environments built around constant evaluation can distort judgment. This topic broadens into a reflection on masculinity, ego, and the craving for validation in elite institutions. Fourthly, inequality as a market thesis and moral turning point, the book connects personal experience on a trading desk with a wider argument about inequality. Stevenson frames parts of his market success around observing how wealth, policy, and opportunity concentrate, and how those dynamics can create predictable economic outcomes. In this telling, inequality is not only a social problem, it becomes a tradable theme that can influence interest rates, housing, and political decisions. The uncomfortable implication is that a system can allow participants to profit from conditions that harm many people. This topic is where the memoir shifts into moral territory. The reader sees an internal conflict between the thrill of winning and the realization that the game rewards positions that may align with worsening outcomes for others. Stevenson explores how living inside finance can normalize a detached view of societal pain and how stepping back can make that detachment feel intolerable. The topic resonates because it ties macroeconomics to everyday life, suggesting that markets are not separate from society, but deeply intertwined with who gets security, who bears risk, and who has the power to shape rules. Lastly, confession, accountability, and rethinking success. As suggested by the subtitle, the book uses the confession frame to examine responsibility and the meaning of success. Stevenson looks back on choices made under competitive pressure and asks what was gained, what was lost, and what was justified by the pursuit of money and status. This topic centers on self-awareness, recognizing how environments can shape values, how rationalizations form, and how hard it is to admit complicity in a system you benefited from. The narrative offers a broader lesson about career narratives that celebrate grit and winning while ignoring structural advantages and harmful incentives. It also explores the possibility of change, not as a neat redemption story, but as an honest attempt to see the truth clearly. Readers are invited to question their own definitions of achievement and to notice how workplaces can narrow a person's moral imagination. The book's impact comes from combining the immediacy of lived experience with a willingness to critique that experience. The result is a reflective ending that pushes beyond finance into themes of identity, class, and what a meaningful life looks like after the game stops being fun. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want an inside view of high finance without needing a technical background, curious outsiders, early career professionals, students considering banking, and anyone interested in how markets intersect with politics and inequality. It will also appeal to memoir fans who like candid accounts of ambition and self-deception because the story is driven by personal stakes as much as financial ones. The benefit is twofold. First, it helps readers understand the human side of trading, incentives, pressure, and the emotional cycle that can push people toward extreme behavior. Second, it encourages a bigger life reflection about what success costs and what it means to profit within systems that can deepen social divides. Compared with many finance books that either glamorize the industry or focus on strategy, this one stands out for combining an accessible narrative with a moral and socioeconomic lens. It offers a rare blend of confession and analysis, making it easier to grasp why the financial sector behaves the way it does and why those behaviors matter beyond the trading desk. For buyers choosing among market memoirs, the distinctive value is its emphasis on class, inequality, and accountability alongside the thrill. If you would like to support Gary Stevenson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.